It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
For the emergency break of the week.
Mickey? I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Greg in Louisville starts off some phone calls. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, I really don't like this move because I don't think...
Oh, dear. What do you want me to do, guys?
And boom goes the dynamite.
What's up, Greg?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we could try.
Hello.
We're gone.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
So we'll just talk here as if we're really on.
You know, this team's just not that good.
And maybe we are.
Hello.
Oh, we're on still?
Hello.
Okay, well, stand by then. We'll take some phone calls here real soon. We'll just continue broadcasting here on the Sports World.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
7:57 on the ticket. And yes, it is time for the e-brake brought to you by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. They went out to Mavericks practice this week. Quality program, talked to several Mavericks, and talked to the head coach, Rick Carlisle. I could have warned Dan about this, because you remember a couple years ago when I accidentally parked in Rick Carlisle's space in our parking garage right next to the American Airlines Center?
Yep.
And one of the trainers came running out and said, "Hey, man, that's Carlisle's spot. Don't park there. You'll get towed." And I moved right as Rick Carlisle was coming into the garage and honking at me. Well, we had Carlisle on like a week later, and I tried to apologize to him and, you know, just kind of smooth it over and say, "Hey, that was me." And it didn't go over well.
No.
Jokes never really go over well. Joking around with Rick Carlisle just doesn't go over well for media types. And Dan McDowell learned that the hard way this week.
I would like to, one thing, I'd like to apologize to you. That's one. And two, I would like to ask you guys, you should please have a bigger sign on your parking spot under the AAC. I may have filled your spot one day, and Alex came running up saying, "Hey, I've been told to tow a car. Can I just move your car for you, Dan?" So,
oh,
he did.
Well, there's a sign there that says no parking.
I'm just asking for it to be a little bigger. And I back in, so it's tough, you know. I'm a back in guy, so.
Our thought is this supposed to be a comedy show?
Yeah, sort of.
Are you amused? Are you? Why?
It depends.
There you go.
Sound
effects.
Our thought, based on our kids and at their high school painting their stall, that perhaps it could be, you know, maybe a nice Larry O'Brien trophy, maybe a nice grand piano, whatever you want, but to properly designate the parking spot that is.
It's just a very small sign.
There's been a sign on it for 11 years, so
it's really his fault, and
that's why I apologize.
It's even better that Rick Carlisle may have wanted his car towed, even if it wasn't you. That's the story that's out there, so that's awesome. So thank you for that, Coach.
Great.
So we appreciate you sitting down with us. And
well, there's so much in that. Just like with Lee Corso, Bob trying to coach kind of like we paint our spots
Bob
in high school.
Always thinking if he throws enough words at something, it'll make things better.
He sounded so nervous around Rick. None of that went well.
No.
They just kept prolonging it, too. Fine. Great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I accepted, so.
Well, it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sound effects. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my good Lord. We need to give that one another shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We actually do.
Okay. All right. One more time.
I would like to, one thing, I'd like to apologize to you. That's one. And two, I would like to ask you guys, you should please have a bigger sign on your parking spot under the AAC. I may have filled your spot one day, and Alex came running up saying, "Hey, I've been told to tow a car. Can I just move your car for you, Dan?" So he did.
Well, there's a sign there that says no parking.
I'm just asking for it to be a little bigger. And I back in, so it's tough. You know, I'm a back in guy. So
our thought,
is this supposed to be a comedy show?
Yeah, sort of.
Are you amused? Are you? Why?
It depends.
There you go.
Our sound
effects.
Our thought, based on our kids and at their high school painting their stall, that
perhaps. What is Bob talking about?
I don't know.
It could be, you know, maybe a nice Larry O'Brien trophy, maybe a nice grand piano, whatever you want, but to. properly designate whose parking spot that is.
It's just a very small sign.
Listen, there's been a sign on it for 11 years, so
it's really his fault, and
that's why I apologize.
It's even better that Rick Carlisle
may have wanted
his car towed, even if it wasn't you. That's the story out there. So that's awesome. So thank you for that, Coach.
Great.
So we appreciate you sitting down with us, and
I don't know what else to say.
So beautiful.
We got another bad radio one. Yay!
As I'm scoring this, Rick Carlisle hated that Dan parked in his spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hated Bob's idea to paint his spot. Mm. And he hated being on bad radio in general.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You had a matchup problem there, too. Just like yesterday, they sat Shin-Soo Chu because they didn't want to put him up against Lester. Mm-hmm. You should never put Dan McDowell up against Rick Carlisle. That's just a bad matchup for Dan. Dan wants to have fun, goof around. Rick Carlisle, not so much.
And when that matchup is introduced, Bob should not be officiating.
Right. Well, he really doesn't like outside pitches, Coach.
It is his fault. It's all his fault.
All right. Well, there's Dan or Rick Carlisle or both up for an e-break. Then on Saturday, on the show known as Work in Progress, Justin Montemayor, David Mino. Oh, Sunday, sorry. Justin said something that you probably shouldn't say on radio.
You got to have an HSO. It's not an HSO to say Luka Doncic is the rookie of the year.
Why is Trae Young the dark horse compared to Luka?
It's 9:51. I knew you were going to say that.
I'll just say this. The players that are on this so far are Donovan Mitchell, Kyle Kuzma, Blake Griffin. And then the most recent one to add on to that is Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, well, you got to have an HSO. It's not an HSO to say Luka's.
Well, they're not trying to appeal to a fan base or to a program director. They don't need opinions.
Well, they're going to have opinions.
Well, they can shove those opinions up their 6'11".
You got to dump that. You can't say you can't say those two words together. All right, it's 9:52.
I like the, you got to dump that.
Yeah, you got to dump that.
Mino. All right, I hadn't heard from Montemayor in a while on the e-break. Good to see him back. And it's good to see this guy back from the morning show, Gordon Keith. Or maybe this should be on us for not watching this documentary. Gordo thought he had just delivered a killer line.
And I had, because
I guess to some it was, but...
Because I got support, and admittedly, this is the support gets weaker as I go down the line here. But I got support from Jake, Jason Kellison, and Cray Trey.
Oh, my God, what a fall-off.
I'm still assembling more support, but...
All right, let's hear it.
And then he calls back and doesn't say cancel, and he goes right through.
Right. That was pretty compelling.
That makes me think that they program those automated systems to throw, just to see if you want to stick with it.
You should give them the benefit of the doubt and not think of the world that way. I had a similar experience when I tried to cancel my Theranos account. I don't know if you guys have...
What is that?
Oh, dang it. You haven't watched the Theranos documentary yet?
No.
Elizabeth Holmes, the woman who had the whole, we can test your blood in this little bitty machine that's the size of a desktop computer.
No.
Hmm. So the joke. Anyway, y'all go ahead.
Flat with us.
Y'all are doing a radio show.
Someone out there is killed.
Yeah. It was funny, I guess.
Thinks you're killing it.
Oh.
So it may have been a funny joke, but anytime you have to explain that much.
Yeah.
Kind of like the original e-break of Cruella DeVille. Yeah. I thought I killed it with the Cruella DeVille joke, and you guys didn't really support me. Sorry we didn't give you better support there, Gordo, but it did put you up as candidate number 3. So is it Rick Carlisle and Dan, Justin Montemayor, or Gordo? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
That interaction between Dan and Rick Carlisle, that was almost as bad as Gordon and Troy.
I don't know what you're talking about there, but we'll register your vote.
I remember that.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Dan
Man, who am I kidding, George? Let's be honest. I've tried to tell everyone in the Metroplex that I love you madly. I'm tired of the charade. Tell everyone how we feel about each other and vote for Dan.
That's okay, the one. That's that guy who always does the female voice.
Finally.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Gordon, it's Quincy.
Oh, it's Quincy, the guy I was thrown in the Green Bay jail with. Hey, Quincy, good to hear from you again.
You know, man, I want to say thank you for the relief you gave me up in Brown County.
Well, I was stupid enough to give you relief. That is true.
Serving hard time. They sneak me a phone in here. I listen on the app. I support you. Love you guys, man.
We'll vote, Quincy, if you could.
He's still in there, I guess. Still in the jail.
Love and support you, man. Looking for more relief. I vote for you, Gordon.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's nice, Quincy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? All right, let's try Sports Caller USA. You're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gay McDowell and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
I'm a Joe.
Yeah?
A Georgia. Cooper Tampa. I'm a fan.
Okay, Bush. Vaginal size, born.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Did he say he was Cooper Thomas, Mushmouth's brother?
I couldn't understand it, so I don't know. That's funny, though.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. The influencer, Dane Manley. And, of course, you already know I'm voting for Gordon.
Yeah,
as you should. The influencer Dade. Cocky 12-year-old or whatever he is.
He's an influencer. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, do you have a winner yet?
Not yet.
Hey, is the answer Freddy Patek?
No, it's not Freddy Patek.
The 5'4 Royals shortstop.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh, go in the water.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yes, sir. As much as I don't like Dan McDowell, I love Gordon's hairy balls.
Whoa.
I like to vote for Gordon.
Okay. All right. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, it's my first day listening. I'd like to hear a little more about this whole Gordon and Troy Aikman thing people have been talking about.
One person
heard
did.
It. Tense.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. I was going to vote, but I had a quick question first.
Okay.
I have a 13-year-old, just turned 13. I also have a 10-year-old son, and I've been feeling a little under the weather, and I just took my temperature, and it's 96.7. Would any of those things make me eligible for P1 of the week?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Well, go ahead and do it. Just vote.
Hey, thanks. How about Gordo?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Top of the morning to you, boys.
Who is this?
Hey. Is Kevin Grant in deep throat in the foul pole right now?
Is this Jeff Foxworthy or Mark McGuire? Or
who knows?
Know.
Really, really high voice.
In what? The penis.
What?
I mean, Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Gordon?
Mouth?
If that's a Gordon vote, then, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
What a tremendous upset.
Yes, this is.
The bad radio, because we're going to listen back to that bad radio thing for the next 20 years.
Right. The bad radio will live in infamy.
Yeah.
This one with me, everyone's already forgotten it.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was. Let's listen to it one more time.
And then he calls back and doesn't say cancel, and he goes right through.
Right. That was pretty compelling.
Makes me think that, yeah. They program those automated systems to throw, just to
you should,
see if you want to stick with it.
You should give them the benefit of the doubt and not think of the world that way. I had a similar experience when I tried to cancel my Theranos account. I don't know if you guys have...
What is that?
Oh, dang it. You haven't watched the Theranos documentary yet?
No.
Elizabeth Holmes, the woman who... had the whole, we can test your blood in this little bitty machine that's the size of a desktop computer.
No.
Hmm. So the joke. Anyway, y'all go ahead.
Flat with us.
Y'all are doing a radio
Someone
show.
Someone out there is killed.
Yeah, it was funny, I guess.
Thinks you're killing it.
And somehow that beat the bad radio entry, which sounded a little something like this.
You got to have an HSO.
I would like to, one thing I'd like to apologize to you. That's one. And two, I would like to ask you guys, you should please have a bigger sign on your parking spot under the AAC. I may have...
We won't have time.
I may have filled your spot one day, and Alex came running up saying, "Hey, I've been told to tow a car. Can I just move your car for you, Dan?" So,
oh,
he did.
Well, there's a sign there that says no parking.
I'm just asking for it to be a little bigger. And I back in, so it's tough. You know, I'm a back in guy. So,
our thought is this supposed to be a comedy show?
Yeah, sort of.
Are you abused? Are you? Why?
It depends.
There you go.
Sound
effects.
Our thought, based on our kids and at their high school painting their stall, that perhaps it could be, you know, maybe a nice Larry O'Brien trophy, maybe a nice grand piano, whatever you want, but to properly designate whose parking spot that is.
It's just a very small sign.
There's been a sign on it for 11 years, so
it's really his fault, and that's why
I apologize.
It's even better that Rick Carlisle
may have wanted
his car towed, even if it wasn't you. That's the story that's out there, so that's awesome. So thank you for that, Coach. So we appreciate you sitting down with us.
Great.
And
Fine.
All right, Fernando, do we score that half Carlisle, half Dan, or how are you scoring?
Well, no,
that's
first
me.
Of all, we
I
score
won.
Gordon. He won.
Oh, so it's Gordo. That's right, yeah. That's right.
79th win for Gordo, 25 behind Norman the African Queen Hitzkiss.
All right, Gordo almost to 80.